الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم The grandeur of Al-Hasanayn Al-Karimayn رضي الله عنهما with the virtues of Ashura Supplication of Attar O Allah Almighty, whoever reads or listens to the 21-page booklet The grandeur of Al-Hasanayn Al-Karimayn with the virtues of Ashura, make them a devotee of the noble companions and Ahlul Bayt and grant them, their parents and their family, entry into Jannatul Firdaus without reckoning. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The misfortune of not reciting salat upon the beloved Prophet Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is narrated from Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu that the beloved Prophet Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Miserly is the person in whose presence I am mentioned and he does not recite salat upon me. Sallu ala al-habib Sallallahu ala Muhammad. The grandeur of Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhu. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu states, Whenever I saw the grandson of the messenger, Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhu, tears would flow from my eyes. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam came out one day, saw me in the masjid and took my hand. So I walked with him. He did not say anything to me, until we entered the market of Banu Qaynuqa and returned from there. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Where is the small child? Bring him to me. I saw Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhu come and sit in the blessed lap of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam put his blessed tongue into his blessed mouth and said three times, O Allah, I love him, so you also love him, and also love whoever loves him. Un do ka sadqa jinko kaha mere phool hain, kijiye raza ko hashar mein khanda misle gul. Words and meanings. Khanda, laughing, smiling. Mithale gul, like a flower, meaning, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, I implore you by the virtue of those two whom you call your two flowers. When Ahmad Raza rises on the day of judgment, may he be smiling like a flower. May this supplication be accepted in our favor for the sake of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi alayhi. We are the humble servants of Al-Hasanayn Al-Karimayn radiyallahu anhuma. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan and all the saints, rahmahumullah, may Allah keep us in their service. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said about both of them that these two are my flowers. So Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi has used this hadith in his maqta. The final couplet of a poem where the poet mentions his pen name. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Blessed birth of the esteemed prince. The blessed birth of Imam Abu Muhammad Hassan al-Mujtaba radiyallahu anhu occurred on the 15th of Ramadan 3 Hijri. His blessed name is Hassan, his technonym Abu Muhammad, and his titles include Taqi, Sayyid, Sibt, Rasulillah, and As-Sibt al-Akbar. He is also called Rayhanat al-Rasul, i.e. the flower of the Messenger of Allah. Resemblance to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is narrated from the servant of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu, that there was no one who resembled the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam more than Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhu. The profound love of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. O devotees of the Prophet, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam loved our Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhu very much. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would sometimes come out of his house carrying Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhu in his lap or sometimes on his blessed shoulders. Sometimes he would visit the house of Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anhuma to see him and show affection to him. Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhu was also very accustomed to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, so much so that sometimes he would climb on his blessed back during prayer. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's affection for Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhu. Sayyiduna Bara bin Azib radiyallahu anhu relates, I saw the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam carrying Imam Hassan bin Ali radiyallahu anhuma on his shoulder and supplicating to Allah Almighty. Allahumma inni uhibbuhu fa ahibbahu. O Allah, indeed I love him, so love him also. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Charity in the way of Allah Almighty. One day, a poor man was walking through the streets of Medina. When he arrived at the home of Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu, he knocked on the door and recited some verses of poetry. Whoever hoped in you and knocked on your door has never been disappointed. You are the possessor of generosity and benevolence. Rather, you are the fountainhead of generosity and munificence. Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu was praying inside at the time. After completing his prayer, he came to the door and saw a villager standing there, whose appearance clearly indicated poverty and hunger. Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu asked his servant Qambar rahmatullahi alayh, how much wealth is left for our expenses? He replied, there are 200 dirhams remaining, which are to be spent on your household according to your command. Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu said, go and bring it all, because the person who has come is currently more in need of these dirhams than my household. So he radiyallahu anhu gave the money to that poor man and said, take these and accept my apologies for their small amount, because we are commanded to show kindness in all circumstances. These are few. If there were more, I would have given those to you too. The poor man took the dirhams and departed happily, supplicating for him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Subhanallah. Look at the generosity of Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu. His entire household is generous. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam never said no. Whatever we asked of him, he granted it. Just as Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi beautifully says in his poetry, wah kya jood o karam hai shahe batha tera, nahi sunta hi nahi mangane wala tera. Meaning, whoever came to ask the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he never said no, rather he granted whatever was available. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Introduction to the second prince. The blessed name of Sayyid al-Shuhada, Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu, is Hussein. His technonym is Abu Abdullah and his titles include Sibt Rasulillah and Rayhanat al-Rasul, i.e. the flower of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. His blessed birth took place in Medina al-Munawwara on the 5th of Sha'ban in 4 Hijri. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam named him Hussein and Shabbir and called him his son. Tahniq, Adhan and Akika. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam recited Azan in the right ear of his beloved grandson Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu, recited the takbir in his left ear and blessed him with supplications whilst giving him tahniq from his blessed mouth. In our society, people rush to name a child, whereas it is mustahab, i.e. recommended, to name the child on the 7th day and also perform aqiqah on the 7th day. Worship of the Prophet's grandson. O devotees of Imam Hussein, our master, the martyr of Karbala, Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu, was also an ardent worshipper, ascetic, and one who prostrated abundantly. Accordingly, on the night of Ashura, i.e. the night of 10th Muharram, Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu said to Sayyiduna Abbas radiyallahu anhu, the flag bearer, who was his brother, "May this battle be postponed until tomorrow somehow, so that we may have this night to worship Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty knows well that I have great love for prayer, recitation of the noble Quran, making abundant supplications and seeking forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. This is a matter of reflection for us, the devotees of the noble companions and Ahlul Bayt, and especially the devotees of Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu, that whilst we cannot even wake up for Fajr, our Imam faced an army of evil enemies who were thirsty for blood and water was scarce, yet he showed such zeal for prayer in this state of hunger and thirst. He wished for one more night to worship his Lord. The truth is that love leads to obedience. If only we could attain true love so that we also obey and follow them." Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu was very pious, righteous, and one who prostrated a lot. His mother, Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anhuma, was also a devoted worshipper. This entire household is a source of pride for us. We seek blessings through their acts of worship, so that Allah Almighty also grants us the blessing of Imam Hussein's worship, which causes our hearts to also be inclined towards prayer, recitation of the noble Quran, remembrance of Allah Almighty, and salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Reflect. The night of the 10th of Muharram was the last night of Imam Hussein's physical life. Yet his zeal and devotion for the worship of Allah Almighty was such that even at the very moment of martyrdom, he radiyallahu anhu was in a state of prostration in the court of Allah Almighty. If only we too would worship, travel in the way of Allah Almighty to spread the invitation to righteousness and dedicate its reward to the martyrs of Karbala and learn and teach many sunan. Would that we, the humble servants of Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu, would also spend the days and nights of our lives in worship and spiritual exertions, following in the footsteps of Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu. Remember, it is stated in a blessed hadith, a person will be with whom he loves. If we continue to claim love for Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu verbally, but do not adopt his blessed character, then our love can be challenged. However, following in the footsteps of those whom one loves is the highest degree of love. Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu had adorned his blessed face with the noble beard, which was the sunnah of his grandfather sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. His respected father Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu anhu also had a dense, i.e. full beard. Let us reflect on what kind of devotees of Ahlul Bayt and Al-Hasanayn, i.e. Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhuma, we are. When Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu performed his last Fajr prayer in congregation in his tent, whilst the enemies were brandishing swords from all four sides and holding up spears and shields. The true love for Ahlul Bayt radiyallahu anhum lies in following them. The blessed life of Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu teaches us that we should also perform all five prayers in congregation and be ready to offer every kind of sacrifice for the sake of Islam when the time comes. May Allah grant us true and sincere love for the noble companions and Ahlul Bayt radiyallahu anhum. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Love for Ahlul Bayt. May Allah Almighty keep our hearts infused with the love of Ahlul Bayt and the noble companions radiyallahu anhum. May the love keep increasing in our hearts, because love for the noble companions and Ahlul Bayt radiyallahu anhum is a part of our faith. It should increase and not decrease. Wherever the matter concerns the noble companions and Ahlul Bayt radiyallahu anhum, respect is maintained. We are followers, not doubters. Meaning, we are those who accept, not those who question an established principle. We are their humble servants. How can a servant question his master? And how can he think wrongly about his master? Our thoughts and intellects are not sufficient to understand the sayings of masters. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The history of Ashura is ancient. O devotees of the companions and Ahlul Bayt, the 10th day of Muharram, i.e. the day of Ashura, holds special significance. Along with the martyrdom of Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu, this day holds other historical importance. Even in the era of ignorance, the Quraysh used to fast on the day of Ashura. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam also used to fast on this day. In some periods, the covering of the Holy Kaaba was changed on this very day. Some time ago, it used to be changed in Zulhijjah. Nowadays, the covering of the Kaaba is changed on the 1st of Muharram, in conjunction with the onset of the new year. For Muslims, the actual beginning of the new year is from this date, i.e. from the 1st of Al-Muharram. But now, Muslims are not very aware of this. How to spend the day of Ashura? Imam Abdul Rahman bin Ali Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi states, the 10th of Muharram is a day of great virtue. Therefore, it is appropriate to perform as many good deeds as possible. Value these seasons of goodness and avoid heedlessness. Perform these good deeds. Number 1. Fast on the day of Ashura and combine it with fasting on the 9th or 11th of Muharram. Number 2. Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu anhu said, on the day of Ashura, whoever recites the entirety of Surah Al-Ikhlas 1000 times, Allah Most Merciful will look upon him, and whoever the Most Merciful looks upon, he will never punish him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. practice of Sheikh Abdul Aziz Muhaddis al-Dehlwi rahmatullahi alayh concerning Ashura. Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis al-Dehlwi rahmatullahi alayh, the son of Shah Waliullah Muhaddis al-Dehlwi rahmatullahi alayh, used to hold two gatherings in his house annually. Number one, Maulid gathering. Number two, gathering in honor of the martyrdom of Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu. Speaking about the second gathering, he himself states, this gathering used to take place on the day of Ashura or one day before it. 400 to 500 and sometimes even up to 1,000 people would gather, and all would collectively recite Salat upon the Prophet. After that, Shaykh Abdul Aziz Muhaddis al-Dehlwi rahmatullahi alayh would narrate the excellences of Sayyiduna Imam Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu anhuma as mentioned in the blessed ahadith. Then a completion of the Holy Quran would be organized. And after reciting 5 verses, even today people recite these 5 verses when conveying reward. Fatiha would be arranged with whatever food was available. In this way, Shaykh Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayh commemorated the day of Ashura, dedicating reward and offering charity. Fasting on the day of Ashura. Fasting on Ashura was farz, i.e. compulsory initially. Then its obligation was abrogated by the farz fasting of Ramadan. Although fasting on Ashura is not compulsory now, there is still great reward for those who fast on this day. In this regard, let us listen to 2 sayings of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. 2 ahadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 1. I have hope in Allah Almighty that fasting on Ashura erases the sins of the previous year. A prophet's belief is akin to certainty. Number 2. Fasting on Ashura is equivalent to fasting for 1 year. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mentioned fast on the day of Ashura and oppose the Jews in it. Here, opposition means the additional fasting of 1 day before or after the day of Ashura. Since these people, i.e. the Jews, fast on the 10th of Ashura, we should differentiate ourselves by fasting for 2 days, either the 9th and 10th or the 10th and 11th of Muharram. By doing so, our practice will vary from theirs. It is better to fast on the 9th and 10th or the 10th and 11th of Muharram. Apparent practice of fasting on Ashura in the prophetic era. Sayyida Rubayyi binti Mu'awid radiyallahu anhuma states, on the day of Ashura, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam sent a message to the settlements of the Ansar. Whoever woke up this morning not fasting, let him remain like a fasting person for the rest of the day. And whoever woke up this morning fasting, let him continue his fast. After this, we used to fast on Ashura and we would make our children fast as well. We would make a toy out of wool for them, and when any child cried for food, we would give him that toy until it was time for iftar. O devotees of the companions and Ahlul Bayt, Sayyida Rubayyi binti Mu'awid radiyallahu anhuma is that blessed female companion whose father Sayyiduna Mu'awid radiyallahu anhu, along with Sayyiduna Mu'adh radiyallahu anhu, at a very young age killed Abu Jahl, a great enemy of Allah Almighty and the Holy Prophet, who had tormented the Muslims. When the news of his death reached the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he performed a prostration of gratitude. The above mentioned hadith from Sahih al-Bukhari also proves that fasting on Ashura was farz, i.e. compulsory, before the obligation of Ramadan. Teach children good habits from childhood. It is stated in Sharh Ibn Battal, the scholars are in agreement that worship and farz, i.e. compulsory duties, become obligatory only upon reaching maturity. However, many scholars deem it mustahab, i.e. recommended, to have children perform these acts of worship and fasting for their education and training, and to let them gain the blessings of worship and fasting so that it becomes a habit for them. It is then easier for them to perform these acts of worship after reaching maturity. Remember, if we make children keep a voluntary fast or even a farz, i.e. compulsory fast, and the child asks for food and cries, then he must be fed, as this action is mentioned in hadith. Also, because fasting is not farz, i.e. compulsory upon him, similarly, for the fast of Muharram, we cannot force children to fast. Yes, with affection, with love, by making a true promise of a gift. For example, if you fast, we will feed you this dish today, or we will bring you such and such a toy. If there is 100% sincere intention that you will bring the toy or make the dish you are mentioning, then there is no harm in saying so. And insha'Allah, the child will be motivated to fast. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Fasting on Ashura became a means of forgiveness. Gauge the importance of fasting on Ashura from this incident. A scholar was seen in a dream. The person having the dream asked, "Ma fa'ala Allahu bika?" How did Allah deal with you? He replied, "By the blessing of fasting on Ashura for 60 years, I was forgiven." Alhamdulillah, even in this era, you will find many people who have been fasting on Ashura for years. If I talk about myself, I don't know how long I have been blessed with the fast of Ashura. Perhaps it has been 60 years since I reached maturity. Thousands of Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters of Da'wat Islami probably fast on Ashura. A very large number of Muslims who are not in Da'wat Islami also fast on Ashura. In Da'wat Islami's religious environment, people are regularly encouraged to fast on Ashura, and Sehri is also arranged in Fizan-e Medina. This is a day of great excellence. If there is no hindrance, one should not miss this fast. Blessings of giving charity on Ashura. On the day of Ashura, i.e. 10th of Muharram, a poor man came to the Qadi in the city of Ray. Ray is now called Tehran, the capital of Iran, and requested, "I am a very poor man with dependents, i.e. children. I implore you by the virtue of the day of Ashura, please arrange for 10 kilograms of flour, 5 kilograms of meat, and 2 dirhams for me." The judge told him to come after Zuhr. When the poor man came at the appointed time, he was told to come at Asr. So he arrived at Asr, but the judge still gave him nothing and sent him away empty-handed. The heart of that poor man was broken. Sad and dejected, he approached a non-Muslim and said, "For the sake of this sacred day, give me something." The non-Muslim asked, "Which day is it today?" The poor man said, "Ashura," and explained some of the excellences of Ashura. Hearing this, the non-Muslim said, "You have implored me by a day of great grandeur. State your need." The poor man stated his need. That person offered 10 sacks of wheat, 100 kilograms of meat, and 20 dirhams, saying, This is fixed for your family every month on this day for life, due to the excellence of grandeur of this day. At night, the judge had a dream that someone was saying, "Look up." When he looked up, he saw two magnificent palaces. One was made of silver and gold bricks, and the other of red rubies. The judge asked, "Who are these two palaces?" He was told, "If you had fulfilled the need of that poor beggar, these would have been yours. But since you sent him back empty-handed, both these palaces are now for that non-Muslim." When the judge woke up, he was greatly distressed. In the morning, he went searching for that non-Muslim and asked him, "What good deed did you perform yesterday?" He asked, "How do you know?" The judge narrated his dream and offered, "Take 100,000 dirhams from me and sell me yesterday's good deed." That non-Muslim said, "I will not sell it even for all the wealth on earth. The mercy and grace of Allah Almighty are truly magnificent." After saying this, he recited the testification of faith and became a Muslim. May Allah Almighty have mercy on them, and by their blessing, may we be granted forgiveness without account. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. It is known that spending in the way of Allah Almighty on the day of Ashura is an excellent deed. The Muslim judge only sent that poor man away, telling him to come at Zuhr, then after Asr, and still gave him nothing, breaking his heart. Now desperate, he approached a non-Muslim. That non-Muslim gave him more than he asked, and in this way he was blessed with the wealth of faith. On the night of Ashura, one should spend generously in the way of Allah Almighty, and this day and night should be spent in good deeds. For example, spend it in Fizane Medina. If you go wandering here and there, you will find environments full of sin. Strange kinds of people put drums around their necks and beat them, jump around and make a lot of noise. One might say it's a gathering full of sin and immorality everywhere. If your intention was for recreation, then correct your intention. I am telling you for your benefit. It is difficult to return from outside without committing sins. May Allah Almighty protect us all, and may He grant the ability of true repentance to our Muslim brothers who fall into these sins. And may everyone come to the masajid and worship Allah Almighty. This is a faith-inspiring and blessed day. If we worship Allah Almighty on this day, Allah Almighty might be pleased and forgive us and grant us the blessings of paradise. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Weekly booklet study. Alhamdulillah, His Highness Amir Ahlus Sunnah, founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, or his successor, Al-Haj Abu Usaid Ubaid Raza Madani Muddazilul Ali, encourage reading a booklet every week. By the grace of Allah Almighty, millions of Islamic brothers and sisters read or listen to this booklet and receive the blessings of supplications of the Amir al-Ahlus Sunnah and his successor. This booklet can be freely downloaded in audio format from Dawat-e-Islami's website www.dawateislami.net or the Read and Listen Islamic Books application. Read it with the intention of gaining thawab, i.e. rewards, and distribute it for ithali thawab, i.e. conveying reward, to your deceased loved ones. Sallu ala al-habib صلى الله على محمد.